George Washington's troops could easily be followed as they trudged through Pennsylvania in late December 1777. The soldiers, many of them ragged and shoeless, left bloody footprints in the snow, marking the painful progress of this army of the American Revolution toward winter quarters at Valley Forge. It was a dark moment for the Revolution and for Washington. Over the next several months, Washington would be troubled by small but continuous complaints, including members of Congress calling for discharging him. They made a very real distraction at a moment of grave crisis. After Washington's troops suffered defeat at the Battle of Brooklyn on August 27, 1776, and the loss of New York, followed by reversal at the Battle of Brandywine, the loss of Philadelphia, and the defeat at Germantown, one official charged that Washington was responsible for all these defeats. Ultimately, however, it was Washington's extraordinary leadership at Valley Forge that silenced his critics. Not only did he prevent his army from being beaten, he inspired his men under the cruelest of conditions. By the spring, the crisis had passed. American soldiers were on the road to victory. Had the opposition succeeded, the history of the American Revolution could well have been written differently.
Multiple choice questions. Number one, in late December 1777, where did George Washington's troops head for? Number two, who wanted to discharge George Washington? Number three, what was George Washington said to be responsible for? Number four, when was the turning point for George Washington? Number five, at Valley Forge, George Washington had done all the things except